Hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome. I'm Bobby Elias. Thank you for calling. We love you to hear this show. Today, we're excited. We have Luann Panesi from New York, from Gary's office, Gary Noel's office, talking about health, nutrition, and many great, great subjects, which I'll mention in a minute. The next few weeks, we've got some great shows coming up. We'll interview Jason, our PRN director, to talk about the station, the amount of people that are listening on all parts, including social media. The station's growing fast, and it's number one in a few areas. We're going to talk about that, as well as more on the brain, sports, Muhammad Ali, his death, football players, and other sports that are using their heads and getting beaten in the head and getting sick and even dying. We're going to get into that. There's a movement of people that are against all that and that want to slow it down or make changes. We'll talk about all that. The week after, we have Sonja Grace talk about her thoughts, as well as my own, on what is the future of this world. There are going to be disasters and major, major problems, climate change and weather and disasters, period. We come up with the idea that after the disasters, we do see a golden age coming 10, 15 years down the road. It's hard to pinpoint time, but it will be better. The world's going to get better. There's a movement, a wave of energy, and a shift going on in this world right now. So things will change and will get better. We're not just optimists. We have information and facts. All right. Let's get to our guest today. And our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, will be back. Will be in the show at about half past the hour. Luann Panesi is a great, great health nutritionist into lots of things. Chinese medicine, she treats people, but lately she's been doing a lot of great work with the not only the retreats, but now there's an upcoming, which she'll explain, Gary Noel Health Support Group get-together in New York City starting this month. She's going to explain it. It's a great thing. I don't know if there's any openings left, but Luann will give her number, and I really advise you, if you're anywhere near New York, and you can, or wherever you're at, take her information down. She's great. We love having her here, and so let's get started. Luann, welcome to the show.
John.
Luann, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing.
Oh. Can you hear me now? Nope. Now, hello? Hello, hello.
Okay, hi, Luann. I'm having trouble hearing you. Let me... one second. Can you hear me better now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We're good. Thank you so much for being on the show. What I'd like you to do is tell our listeners how you got into this, a little bit about yourself and your work. So go right ahead, Luann.
Sure. Well, I've been a nurse now for 39 years. The first 18 years of my career, I worked as a nurse manager and administrator at a New York City medical center. I oversaw adult medicine, oncology, geriatrics, chronic ventilator-dependent patients. So I had a very close, intimate relationship with conventional medicine. I was a staunch advocate of the work I did, A, because it got me a great paycheck, and B, it gave me a lot of perks. The downside of that was that after 18 years of evolving into a quintessential workaholic, I developed chronic fatigue syndrome. I had hepatitis B, which I picked up from an emergency room patient that bled all over all the caregivers while she was having a cardiac arrest. And I developed breast cancer because I ended up drinking, because of my chronic fatigue syndrome, I drank 13 cups of coffee a day. So I was the perfect storm for developing cancer, and I did. I developed breast cancer, and it was at that point that I decided that I didn't want to become a statistic on my own unit, because I knew that the typical route for patients to go would be have all the diagnostic workups done, get chemotherapy, get radiation, have surgery, not necessarily in that order, and they'll just keep pumping it into you, making billions of dollars off of an ignorant public, And then when the cancer keeps growing back, we just throw our hands up and place you in hospice, where is another multi-million dollar, you know, venue. I'm not saying anything bad about hospice. They're wonderful. They're great people, helping people transition out of the living phase to the death phase. However, I didn't want to go that route. I decided that clearly the belief system I was living in was not serving me nor my body. And that's when I got myself fired, and I went on to get credentialed in integrative and alternative medicine. After that, I got my master's degree in natural health, and I went on to get my degree in Chinese medicine. And after that, I went on to get certified as a health and wellness coach.
That's great. Yeah. Wow. You know, Luann, a lot of people, I'm in Los Angeles. We have a thing called the Gary Noel Health Support Group. We just changed the name to the Gary Noel Empowerment Group, and we have meetings every few months. Ever since Roy of Hollywood's show where Gary was interviewed live once a week, ever since that stopped, we've had less people who's interested or knowledgeable. But you were a staple. You came every few months, and Art Galindo invited you over, and you did great. A lot of people were asking about. I also personally called a number of people that remember you, people that are in the group, and they got excited, and they have a few subjects such as a protocol, which we'll talk about later, but I do want to have you first, and also about Chinese medicine. People are aware that you're into that, and we want to talk about that. But first, let's talk, if you don't mind, about the activities going on now. I know you do retreats, but there's a big health support group meeting in New York City over the next few months. Can you tell us about that and what the status is of it, please?
Sure. I just want to make a mention to everybody that I did reverse all of those conditions, including my cancer, without any conventional treatment. A lot of people ask, well, whatever happened? And that's why I've dedicated my life and my profession now to helping people to empower themselves, to help themselves deconstruct all the root causes of their imbalances, no matter what they are. So part of that is why we have the health support groups. We haven't had one in New York in a long time. My cap is 500 people, and I've got about 480 right now. And I still have a whole number of calls to make. Now, this is a formal study. So it's not like we're just going to get a bunch of like-minded people to hang out together. That's not what this is about. This is a formal study where people that have specific imbalances like high blood pressure, diabetes, overweight conditions, things like autoimmune illnesses, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, arthritis, they'll be coming in. So in other words, we have to have subjective data on everybody. So it's also for people that are clinically depressed. And we also have a whole anti-aging section for people that are just kind of noticing that even though they might be living a healthy lifestyle, they're feeling like they're seeing the effects of age creeping up on them, and they want to reverse that. So everybody has to get filmed the first day and the last day. So if you're adverse to getting filmed, this is not for you. That's why everyone that wants to sign up doesn't. You will be weighed. We're going to measure your body fat. And so we get your blood pressure. And we're going to compare before and after. So that's the criteria for getting in. So if you're interested in joining us, it's going to be a 3-month study. And you must commit to all 6 sessions. If you miss a meeting, you're dropped from the study, because each session is 3 hours long, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and we're on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. This is by far the largest group that we've ever done for a health support group meeting. It's going to be just a phenomenal study. And I interview everyone before they get in, so I make sure that they're meeting all the criteria and that this is going to be the right venue for them. I don't want people coming that aren't going to be able to take part or aren't committed to making the fundamental changes that they need to make. See, a lot of the times what happens, Bob, is that we want to make change, and we're all gung-ho. Let's go. Let's do it. Come on. And then when they're told what they need to do, the conditioned mind digs its heels in immediately because really, as human beings, we really don't want to change that much. We would just like to get results. Give me a couple of supplements and make all this go away. Well, that's not how it works. It starts out with elimination. You've got to stop putting the things into your body that are causing or part of the imbalance that you're creating. Then you've got to repair all the damaged cells from whatever happened in the past. These are long processes. And then finally, we have to rejuvenate all of the body systems, the immune system, the digestive system, you know, the heart and circulation, the brain. We have to rejuvenate all that. But first and foremost is elimination. So usually the minute we tell people, you're not going to have meat, dairy, poultry, wheat, sugar, they look at me with those glazed over eyes like, well, what do we eat? Air? We're not going to become breatharians, no. It's a live whole foods diet. And when people start putting into their body what the body needs to work on their behalf, magical things happen. So you stop putting in the things that are harmful, and then you put in the things that are going to repair cells, and you'll learn, and of course everyone in Gary's Health Support Group out in L.A. learned, that the red chlorophylls like berries, cherries, pomegranates, apples, all of the red fruits, blueberries, all of the different berries, they repair damaged cells. And most all of us, when we have severe inflammation, we have damaged cells, whether it's in the pancreas with diabetes, cancer cells, whether it's tendons or joints, whatever it is, or brain cells. So, and of course, Gary's approach, Gary Null's approach to all this is not just to give you little bits of things that might be helpful, but it's the theory of overcompensation, which is brilliant. So you're not just going to have a handful of berries. You're going to have the equivalent of 30 pounds of berries every morning. Well, now how the heck are we going to do that? You're going to use concentrated powders where he's extracted the healing phytonutrient from the fruit and then put it into it and vacuum dried it so that you're not losing any of the enzymes. As soon as the water hits the powder, boom, it becomes a live juice for you. And then you throw in a couple of handfuls of different berries, mix that up, and you have a protein smoothie every day. Now the body is given, it's got a template. You put a protein powder in there, a hemp protein powder or a pea protein powder or a rice protein powder. So many different delicious varieties of protein powders. And then you throw in your vitamin C because with all of our physical imbalances, especially aging too, we are very deficient in vitamin C, and the human body does not create vitamin C. It's us guinea pigs and primates. We are the only beings on the planet that cannot synthesize their own vitamin C. All our other mammals and organisms do. So we need to supplement vitamin C every single day. So how much? Well, again, it's the theory of overcompensation. Do you want to have a little vitamin C? I mean, vitamin C plays such a vital role in our bodies. I mean, just to name a few things, it protects and creates connective tissue to form collagen. Hello, those of us that want to stop the aging process right there. It's an antioxidant. It protects cell membranes. It regulates the amount of oxygen in our tissues. It helps with the absorption of iron. It decreases the need for insulin by strengthening the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas. It's, oh my God, it helps in the manufacture of phenylalanine and tyrosine, which are important to our central nervous system. These are just a couple of things. It even helps asthma by improving your lung function. It prevents cataracts. In fact, the most concentrated amount of vitamin C is found in the adrenal glands. So if you're exhausted, if you're stressed out, you need a lot of vitamin C. The second highest concentration of vitamin C is in the aqueous humor of the eye. So when you want to improve your eye function, you want to boost up the amount of vitamin C that you have. Plus, it helps in healing wounds and rashes and burns. And it reduces the effects of herpes and shingles by helping to fight the virus. It helps to prevent cholesterol buildup. So it's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to add to your shakes and juices. So that's just one facet of what we're doing.
Well, I want to reintroduce you to our listeners that came in since we started talking. This is Luann Panessa you're listening to, a nutritionist, works with Gary Null, works with the retreats, with the new upcoming Gary Null Health Support Group in New York, a three-month event that's going to be bigger than ever and better than ever. And she is doing so much great work. And if you hang on to the show towards the end, we're going to go into more, a little more on the protocols, also about Chinese medicine, and also about aging. So hang in there with us. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. A lot of our people in L.A., I asked them to listen to you today because on the show today, and they were very excited because we remember you very much because you used to come to our meetings and we had the best support group in the country, is what we were told. And you did a lot of great work with people. You spoke. People look forward to you. We love you, and you're phenomenal as a nutritionist with all this information. So, next question: if you have any more people ask me to ask you, and you've already covered most, quite a bit of it about the protocols, what they can do for typical, for any major disease, because Gary has talked about a protocol, the juicing and the exercise, and so if you could elaborate a little more on that, if you could please, before we go to the next thing.
Sure. Well, there are seven areas that influence our health, and we put different amounts of focus on each different area. One area is our constitution. You can't do too much with your genetic makeup. Some of us have propensities for various imbalances. Doesn't mean you're going to get them. If you're living a healthy lifestyle, then you like having someone cut off their breast because they have a BRCA gene is absolutely ridiculous in our eyes because you don't have to manifest the gene. I mean, it seems ridiculous. I mean, that would be like, well, if someone was an alcoholic, then why not take out their liver? If someone had depression, why not take out their brain? It just doesn't make sense. But we do silly things like this. But either way, that's just, you know, we can't do too much. You know, if we have structural or physiological mutations or weaknesses, you can address those. You can have surgery. I'm not against healthy use of technology to help us to be our very, very best. But one of the most important pieces of getting healthy is developing a sense of peace of mind and bliss. In other words, you've got to figure out who you are, what you're doing on the planet. A lot of us, no matter what I tell you to do in terms of, you know, uncluttering your environment or, you know, nutrition, juicing, exercise, the quality of your breath and sleep, all that stuff is irrelevant if you don't have high levels of self-esteem and you don't believe that you deserve to be healthy. So the pivotal part of what makes or breaks the success of someone in our health support group is your sense of purpose, a feeling of passion about what you're doing, and the desire to create self-discipline and focusing on what you want to achieve. So if you want to achieve weight loss, you can't play the little head games of, oh, but it looks so good at the Viennese table. No one's here. I'll just have one. I'll have a couple. Just one drink. There's no one around. I'm just going to have one drink so I can relax. I'm going to have just one cigarette, you know, so I can unwind. So you play these little head games. And that's just your conditioned mind saying, I hate change. So when you rise above that, and you transcend that, and you start working on building your self-esteem because you actually believe that you deserve to be unconditionally happy and healthy. And that doesn't mean you're not going to experience negative emotions. I mean, those are situationally appropriate. When my father passed away, I cried my eyes out, and that's normal. And then I sat with myself, and I said, what was so special about having this man as my father? And I journaled. I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And I really got myself to understand the special relationship between a father and the daughter. And we have Father's Day coming up, and I'll never forget the importance that my father played in my life, that he forced me to develop a sense of financial stability. Because when I was 16, he says, hey, guess what? You're 16. You can start earning your own money. And all suddenly I had to figure out how to earn money. And then when I graduated from college, he goes, well, as long as you're going to stick around the house, this is your rent. This is a third of the mortgage. This is the third of the utilities. This is the third of the phones, because we didn't have cell phones then. So I had a hustle. I had to go out there and work to pay my way. So he taught me a lot of valuable lessons. So the idea is that you go through whatever it is you have to go through, but understand the negative emotions are just there to get your attention, so to help you focus on something that needs your attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So
that's great.
So that there's no need for us to hold on to these negative emotions. So that today, I don't think about my father and break down and cry. No, I think about my father and I think how lucky I was to have him as my dad. So I've processed whatever I had to process. Of course it hurts to have loss. Loss is part of the cycle of life. But what we want to hold on to is the lesson from the loss, the lesson from the pain, the lesson from the disease. When we see every life event as an opportunity to learn something, now we've turned everything around, because it's too easy to go into the victim mode. Now understand, when you're a victim, you get a lot of support. There are support groups. People pat you on the back. And you know what? People don't expect so much of you. So you don't have to really develop anymore, because people just don't expect too much of you. I have a friend who has fibromyalgia, and I said, look, I can help you reverse that. She goes, well, no, I don't want to reverse it, because then I wouldn't get disability. And I live on disability. And I'm like, okay. So that's a victim mentality. And she sees the perks. You know, why would I want to get well? Then I'd have to work for a living. If I don't have to work for a living and I could just live off my disability and just keep going to the doctor, she thinks that's what a happy, successful life is all about. And she'll always play the victim card. So when you decide to not do that anymore and realize life is so short, I mean, how many of those people that were dancing that night in that club in Orlando thought it was going to be their last drink, their last conversation, their last text? No one thinks that.
Right.
So when things like this happen, it makes you pause and think, how important is my life and what am I going to do to help me be the best I can be? So 50%. I'm spending more time on this, Bob, because this is what's so important. It's your self-discipline. It's how much fun can you have? I have a little saying on my computer that says, let's make today fun. So it reminds me, no matter how hard I work, and I'm a volunteer for Gary Noll. I do a lot of work for him because I love the outcomes. There is something wonderful as a nurse to watch people transcend and do the work they need to do to get well, and then get the letters and the phone calls and the texts saying, I just got my report back. I'm cancer-free. Guess what? I'm off all my arthritis drugs. I just found out, I'm working with a nurse practitioner now who helps people wean off psychotropic drugs. And, you know, there's nothing like getting an email that says, I just want you to be the first to know that I am now off of Prozac forever, and I'm happy. So these are the things that help me to be that volunteer. I love my work, and everyone should love their work, no matter what you're doing. I always help people seek the kind of employment that's not only going to help them generate revenue, but that's going to give them a lot of satisfaction that they're doing the right thing for the planet. And, of course, expressing appreciation and gratitude, and just the conscious choice of being happy and doing everything with great joy. That changes your whole physiology, and people have to get that. So if you're into, woe is me, I'm a victim, poor me, do for me because I'm alive, That's not going to work in this health support group. That's not the people we're looking for. We're looking for the people that are ready to cut through the emotional garbage that's been built up in there. And I've had some people say, well, my family thinks I'm being brainwashed. Yes, we are washing your brain of the toxic beliefs that got you to the level of dysfunction that you are at today. And we are here to help you wash your brain of that and infuse healthy beliefs, healthy behaviors, healthy choices to help you be your level best on every level, emotionally, physiologically, environmentally, energetically, and even fiscally. So nobody has to go out there and be as rich as Donald Trump, God forbid. But I'm just saying, you need to be able to develop enough financial security so that you can function. You know, Gary Null, he lives very simply. Everything he does is for the good of the greater world. And he is ruthless and tireless, which is why I've been working with him. And even though I have my own practice, I do a lot of public speaking, I do a lot of volunteer work with Gary because I see he is tireless when it comes to exposing corruption and to reveal truth and to share wisdom. And wouldn't it be great if we were all doing that on some level with whatever it is we're doing, whatever our niche is in the world? Wouldn't it be great if we did that? So just a quick overview is that peace of mind and bliss, processing old emotional trauma, relaxing every day, managing stress, managing your own body and your physique, which means that we have to work on constantly cleaning out the colon, detoxing the liver, supporting your adrenals, supercharging the immune system, which means we're going to also be exercising. We're going to focus on the quality of our breath. We're going to look at our posture and our alignment of our spine. Remember, the spine is your lifeline. You got to keep it healthy. How about sleep patterns? A lot of people just aren't getting enough sleep because they have what we call metabolic heat. And that means you've got inflammation in the body and heat rises. So when you lay down, all that heat's going up into your head and frying your brain and you're thinking and analyzing and, you know, you need to get a good, solid night's sleep. We also, we have to look at balancing your hormones. And if you do experience physical trauma, what can we do to really help you heal very quickly? So managing the physiology, managing your physical environment. Dear Lord, unclutter your living space, will you please? We develop so much clutter and so much stuff. The best way to unclutter is to move.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem.
Yes.
At the end of the show for our listeners, well, first of all, we're speaking to Luann Panessi, who works with Gary Null and on retreats, and we're having an upcoming New York, a big, big health support group meeting that we will review that at the end of the show, and we'll have Luann get her number. She can be consulted on everything. As you can see, she's excellent. All her work, her motivation, she's inspiring. We know here in Los Angeles she was coming quite often to our meetings and speaking to us, and people in Los Angeles have a lot of love for you, Luann. And I want to let our listeners know that, and for you to know, Luann, our show is a lot about healthy aging, more so about than any other issue. And we have three segments of it. One is the that we talk about the supplements, the food we eat, the way we live, the way we juice, and a plant-based diet. That's all on the first subject. Second one is exercise, and we go into power walking and other forms of exercise. I know you've been a power walker. I know that you've won awards. And the third thing is the mind, and you touched on that a few minutes ago about how it's important to keep our mind steady. Those three things is what we talk about on this show, and plus more. And we get the best guests, and I'm excited to have you on the show. So the next issue that a lot of our people were asking me to ask you would be, and they know a little bit, we've all heard about Chinese medicine, but you really into that one. Could you give us a review of what Chinese medicine is? And by the way, I believe our co-host, Staban, are you there, Staban? He's not here yet. He'll be in. Anyway, if you could get into the...
Yes, Bobby, sorry about that. I had it on mute there, but yes, I did join in here, and great to hear the show and what you guys have talk about, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
Good, good. Well, hang in there. I may have to leave, so if you hear me, if I pause and you don't hear me, you take over the show. You know what to do.
All right,
great co-host. I'm lucky to have Stefan, and he listens to Gary Noll's show also, and has worked with me, and we're just blessed to have this show and to have Luann on this show today. So, Luann, Chinese medicine, as I said, people are asking about that, and then I believe that Stefan's going to want to talk to you about aging and other health issues. Go right ahead with Chinese medicine, please.
Sure. Well, I mean, it would take me about 28 hours to give you the whole overview of Chinese medicine.
Yeah, I know.
But the fascinating thing about Chinese medicine is that it understands the concept of the density of imbalance. All imbalance in Chinese medicine starts with a broken spirit. Now, we're all born with perfect spirits. Most all of us are. And then we get conditioned, and somewhere that spirit gets broken, whether you were emotionally abused or physically abused or sexually abused, or you were abandoned, or you were born into some kind of rash poverty where you weren't able to take care of yourself or you didn't have the support and guidance you needed. All of that stuff breaks our spirit. And we go right down into the emotional body. Very important. In Chinese medicine, they get the fact that our emotional body is really what's going to determine how we process the feelings is going to determine whether we're sick or healthy. So most of us bottle them up. We suppress them. We hold on to them. We push them in. And that goes into all different organs. And this is fascinating about Chinese medicine, how they, 5,000 years ago, they figured this out. So they know, for instance, that people that are very sad, people that hate change, these are the people that have a lot of issues with their lungs. So in order to keep the lung qi or energy strong, you know, we need to work on the breath. We need to make sure we're not smoking and things like that. So we've got there's a whole lung cleanse protocol that we have. And again, when you are being conditioned, you immediately fall into that the old behavior patterns. So if everyone around you is smoking because they're all stressed out, then that's what people will end up doing. Everyone, the whole groups of high school kids are smoking because they think that it's helping them with the big stress of being in high school, you know. And then it just they get addicted, and onward it goes. So we know that that sadness, grief, and hating change is in the lungs. Then we have the emotion of anger. And, oh, boy, this is a big one. See, it's a combination of things. When you put the liver is where we hold on to anger, frustration, rage. And that's the people that are drinking alcohol, right, the angry alcoholics. And the time of the liver is between 1 and 3 in the morning. And that's when most of our drunken driving accidents happen, angry drunks that commit homicide and suicide. They usually happen between 1 and 3 in the morning because that's the liver time. That's when the liver is most active. People that put toxic foods in their body, hamburgers, bacon. I know, everybody loves bacon. Get tempeh bacon, for God's sake, and get over it. So, so when you understand that that's where we shove all of our anger, frustration, and rage, and then all you need is a trigger to get it out. So all these snarky, cynical, sarcastic people, these are all people that still have a lot of liver toxicity, and there are ways to detoxify the liver, one of which is processing the anger. Understand, all negative emotions are there to get your attention. Once they get your attention and you're learning the lesson, you're supposed to let them go. Just let them go. People that worry, they're constantly brooding and they're perfectionists and, oh, what if this happens, what if that happens? That angsting, that's all about the small intestines. That's where we hold on to all of our anxiety. So, and worry. So when you're worrying about things, isn't that when we have reflux? That's when we have irritable bowel. That's when we have Crohn's. All of these chronic illnesses have an absolute emotional correlation, as do all of our liver diseases, as do all our lung diseases. So when you understand the emotional part of it, when did the spirit break, then you look at the outside influences, whether it's environmental things that affected the lungs, environmental things that came into the diet, and you understand the depth of the imbalance of the organ on all these levels, it's much easier to reverse the chronic illness. That's the approach of Chinese medicine. By the way, the kidney, bladder, that's all about fear and hesitating to make a decision, fear and indecision. The people that have issues with their kidneys and bladders are always pulling back and wanting to be safe. They keep pulling back. They're afraid to make change. So no matter what you offer them to do, they pull back and they're afraid because what if this happens and what if that happens? So they want to always be in the safety zone. And then issues of the heart and circulation are usually about why bother, what's the use, life is horrible, and then we die, kind of like that Woody Allen approach. It's the heart and the lungs is all about how much joy do you have in your life. So when you get that part of it, Chinese medicine is fascinating. So early in the morning between 5 and 7 a.m., that's the time of the large intestines. That's the time when you should be up moving your bowels. Between 7 and 9 and 9 and 11, that's when you have your stomach chi is working at its peak. So that's when you want to have, that's why breakfast is such an important meal, because the stomach is working hard for you and you want to have something that's warming to the body. What makes me very nervous is when people have chronic illness, they wake up in the morning and they have a green juice. Greens are very cooling to the body. When we first wake up in the morning, we're cold. Our body temperature is lower. So you want to put something warming in the body, like green tea. Amazingly enough, a protein smoothie is very warming to the body because the proteins, the berries, these are all very warming, and the body just loves to synthesize things. See, in Chinese medicine, during the daytime, from 3 a.m. to 3 p.m., we go into what's called an anabolic phase. That's when the body wants to digest things. It wants to synthesize. It wants to build tissue. It wants to repair things. So it's in that building kind of phase, adding things on. So that's when you want to have lots of vitamin C in your protein smoothie, right? And then when you, right. You want to have lunch between 1 and 3. That's the small intestine time. So when you get to become in sync with the time of the day, you become in sync with the planet, in fact, magical things happen to your body. That's all I can say. After 3 o'clock, you start going into a catabolic phase. That's when the body wants to detoxify. It wants to break things down. It wants to clean everything out. So that's if going into the evening. You want to have light meals. You want to have like soup for dinner. You want to have your green juice after 3 o'clock. That's when your body's at high heat and the green juices are just wonderful. Not only are they alkalizing your body and you can't have inflammation where you have an alkaline environment, our entire diet and all of our juicing, alkaline. So we help you understand all this. It's very comprehensive what we do in our support groups. Then And then before you go to bed, you want to make sure you're well hydrated. We encourage people to have a fiber shake so that they, while you're sleeping and the GI tract slows down to a crawl, that fiber can go in and clean out 28 feet of intestines and then another 3 feet of large intestines so that 5 o'clock in the morning when you wake up, you're going to move your bowels. So Chinese medicine has a large part in what we do in our health support groups. This is one facet of all the things that we do, but it's very, very important.
Great. Wow. Stefan? Steph, are you there?
Yeah, Bobby, I'm here. Yeah, Bobby, how's it going?
Good, good. Go ahead. You wanted to ask her a question about aging and whatever else you want to ask her. Go right ahead.
Yeah, really, it's the fact that I went through epilepsy and overcame these different obstacles through natural holistic healing. I had brain surgery back in 2007, but I wanted to get your feedback with people with dis-ease like this when it comes to epilepsy or other problems they have with in life that they're battling with their body. What is the best way and cure naturally to overcome diseases that you would suggest?
Well, again, we've got to look at the mental attitude of the person who we're dealing with. I've had many people who have called me who are not willing to transcend their old behavior patterns. So for those that are ready to do whatever it takes, again, we have to eliminate the root causes. So now with epilepsy, for instance, you have to see, is there a are there causative issues? Is it something congenital? In other words, were you born with it? There are some people that were born with narrowed foramens in the brain, for instance, and you may be more prone to having seizures than the next person. You could have heavy metal toxicity combined with an old trauma. You know, people that have had maybe brain trauma from a blunt fall or a blunt object hitting the head, or, you know, for any reason you've had head trauma, you're going to be more prone to having seizures. So we have to look at the environmental impact, the emotional aspect, the structural aspects. We have to look at all the things that might be part and parcel of it. It could be from food allergies. You could have parasites. You could have viruses. We have to look at all the things that influence it. And again, number one, elimination. Eliminate the root cause. Second, we've got to look at repairing those damaged cells. So we know now that there are supplements that we can help with the brain. All of our antioxidants, the omega-3s, there's the COX-2 inhibitors, Life Extension Foundation, LEF.org. They have an entire, you know, whole big sections of all the different types of nutrients that help the brain. So, you know, these are some of the things that we look at. And again, finally, the third thing is rejuvenation. You supercharge the cells. You challenge your own brain. So there's a difference between just, you know, eating a good diet and doing a little walking, and versus having a phenomenal diet, having green vegetable juices in the afternoon, having your red berry juices and protein smoothies, and having an organic vegan diet, and having your fiber shakes, and really sticking to this kind of a diet, you know, you're overcompensating, and then you're taking supplements with each of those things. You're taking, you know, once you hit 50, 60 years old, you're not making the same concentration of digestive enzymes that you used to. You know, some people are taking antibiotics. Well, you need to be on probiotics. So we help people to understand the role that supplements play, how important they are in anti-aging and in overcompensating for damage done. And each person can create their own protocol. That's what I do for a living. I individualize protocols for people so that it's like natural approaches to chronic illness or natural approaches to having the cutting edge in sports. I trained with Gary, and I've been following his protocol for 21 years now. And, you know, I compete in track and field, and I do very, very well, not because I'm anyone special, but because I train the way Gary trains. And, you know, Gary's not going to do anything half-assed. He's going to do everything whole hog. And I had to compensate my physical activity with diet and supplementation. So I created that milieu for myself so that I can perform better. And I also learned the importance of constantly challenging yourself. That's a biggie, because you've got to get past the fear of failure and the fear of rejection. If you're going to challenge yourself, people might not like what you're doing, or you might fail. And you've got to be okay with falling down and getting up, because the most successful people in the world have done that over and over and over again. So that's part of high levels of self-esteem, high levels of self-confidence. You're not afraid to go out there and do something and fail, because as you learn from each failure, you get stronger and stronger, and eventually you get to where you want to go.
Exactly. I love that. I love that, because it's like fail forward. If you're going to fail forward and keep on trying, right?
Yeah. What's that saying? If you're going through hell, keep going.
Don't
adapt to it.
Exactly.
Very, very good. We've only got a few minutes left, Luann. I wanted to get your last-minute thoughts and then your contact information. Just some thoughts. We do have a lot of people that have been following Gary for many years, people that are seniors and baby boomers. and something to them as last-minute thoughts and inspiration about, because so many people, as you know, Luann, they go to meetings or they hear the radio show and they do nothing. They do nothing or very, very little. And that's not good, as you know. Your thoughts on that for just a couple minutes, please.
Sure. People are usually motivated by two things. One is fear, and the other one is striving to be their very best. Because most of us are conditioned from day one, when we say no to our parents and they smack us in the face or they suppress our ability to express ourselves, we live in fear. Most of us are deeply conditioned to live in fear. And when we're afraid enough, then we'll make changes. And in order to really learn and do, I tell people there's got to be three components. One of them is you need to be frustrated with your current state, whether it be a chronic illness or watching your face fall off your bones, watching crinkles show up all over your body. You know, so you've got to be frustrated with your current situation, even if it's with a relationship or with a job or with your finances. There needs to be a level of frustration. Next, you must have some level of curiosity. You have to think, what else can I do? What can I possibly do? And you got to start going out there and reading books and watching DVDs. And these are the things that start opening up your mind. And finally, you must learn to be creative in order to get what you want. Creative minds always find a way. I've worked with homeless people here in Manhattan who are sick and they want to get well. And the first thing they have to do is have an organic vegan diet. So
right.
Most everyone will, I don't have the money, and organic food is so expensive, and this is so hard. This is the conditioned mind's way of saying, right, I hate change. And the four excuses we come up with is, I don't have time, I don't have money, I am overwhelmed, and I am confused. So those are the justifications of saying, don't expect me to change. I'm digging my heels in, I ain't changing. And then we play in that little garden, and you never get anywhere. Creative minds always find a way. These are the people, these homeless people, who go to various health food stores, and they wait till the end of the day when they have all the food that they're going to toss out. Or maybe they get shipments in, and anything that's bruised, they don't put out on display. So a bruised apple is absolutely fine if it's organic. You know, don't eat the bruised part. So they collect fruits and vegetables and things. If the can is got a dent in it, they put it out, and these people can eat. So creative minds find a way. So they got to be out there at 4 o'clock in the morning when the shipments come in, or they got to be out there at 11 o'clock at night when they're getting ready to clean up. So creative minds figure it out. Or people that say, I can't afford supplements. Get a job stocking shelves in a health food store. You'll immediately get 35% off. There's ways to do it. There's always ways to do it.
That's great. Wow. Your contact information, Luann, please.
Yes. You can contact me two ways. You can contact me at my home office. That number is 631-504-6198. That's 631-504-6198. Or you can email me at WHNN, like William, Harry, Nancy, Nancy, WHNN at AOL.com. AOL is like America Online. If you want to go to my website and look at some testimonials, that website is MetropolitanWellness.com. That's MetropolitanWellness.com. And for those of you out in California who want to get the updated protocol, I will be taking copious notes with Gary. And I promised that I would get the information over to you, because there might be some new information that you guys don't have. And also, if people are interested for me to individualize a protocol with them, I work at very special rates with Gary's audience. The general public, my corporate accounts have a different rate. But anyone from Gary's audience or your audience will get the special discounted rate. And I work with my patients for a full year to make sure they are creating the changes that they want to create.
Luann, you're better than ever. This is great. I spoke to Richard Gale about that you were going to be in the show, but I also asked him about the upcoming, he didn't really know. He said, you might know. Is there anybody working on, because Gary did say something about a webinar or how people that don't come to the meeting or are not in New York or can't be in New York, how they can hear any parts of the health support group, big meetings that are coming up. Is there any way we can hear them?
We haven't got that technology set up in the venue that we're at. However, Gary is talking about creating a webinar and having a separate set of lectures for that are going to be just like the lectures we're doing. Because don't forget, there's going to be 500 people. There's going to be a lot of noise.
Right.
Right? We're collecting data. So instead of doing that, he was thinking about just creating a webinar and doing the 5 3-hour sessions.
Good. Well, Saban and I talked about this, and I spoke with some of our health support group people that come and that know you, and we wanted to encourage you, and they asked me that once you get that information, we'd like to have you on again just to make the announcement about how everybody can hear it, not just people in California or around the country, but people even in the East Coast near New York that can't go. They want to hear it too. So whatever you guys can do to get that so we can all hear about it, that would be great.
And, sure.
Okay? Whatever you can do.
Good.
And, okay? So thank you very much, Luann. You're excellent. And you gave us a complete 101 on the nutrition. It was great. We're going to have you on. We'd like to have you on again in a few weeks when we have more information about the big meetings coming up. Okay?
Very good.
All right. Very excellent. Wow, Stefan. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, that was great. I love the feedback she had and information. Very informative. I know all the listeners out there will take it in as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. Well, we got to sign off in a couple of minutes here, so let me just finish up here and let our listeners know the next few weeks we're going to have some really good shows. Next week, we'll talk about the brain, and you and I can do that because you had a concussion. You went through it all. We're going to talk about not just boxing injuries like Muhammad Ali and others whose careers are shortened or they get Parkinson's disease like he does, or they die. Yes, they do. Concussions are horrible. Football players get concussions too. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a new movement of some certain people that want to find ways to stop all this extraordinary violence, to make it more protective in some kind of way. I'm not sure exactly how, but we're going to talk about that on the show next week. And we'll also have Jason, our PRN, Progressive Radio Network director, to give us a report on the station, the numbers of people calling in, the social media, a complete report, because this station's flying. It's called flying off the radar and getting more and more people. The social media is tremendous. So he'll give us a complete report on that for at least 10 or 15 minutes. And the other part will be about concussions and the injuries to the brain. And then the following week, we're going to talk with Sonja Grace about and that would be 2 weeks from today, about the creating a better world and the optimism that she has, that I have, about, yes, we'll have a lot of problems in the next few years with disasters, climate change, et cetera, but there are going to be better days up ahead. And we see a shift. We see a wave of energy by younger people and people in general around the world. And so we're going to talk about that. And then upcoming weeks also, we're going to talk about after death with one of our former guests. Come on again. And we have a new associate producer is going to come in who's done a lot of work on what happens when you die. So those of you that wonder what's going to happen when you die, tune into that show. That'll be about 3 or 4 weeks from now. So stay with us. I want to thank everybody. Thank Gary Null for having this station. I want to thank Luann Panessi for being with us today. Jason, our PRN director, are doing a great job. Jesse, another great job as the engineer. Stuart did a tremendous job, a lot of research, a lot of extra work. Thank you, Stuart, for a good job as our co-producer of our show here in L.A. Our co-producer, Lydia, also always gives us great information. And I want to thank you, the listeners. So stay with us. Come again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
When we heed a certain